Okay, listen, today's daf is the Brachos daf Lamed Gimel. We got cut short a little bit on Lamed Beis and the Beis. So we are like halfway up at the two dots. Pasuk says, V'tomer Tzion Azivani Hashem, V'Hashem Sheikhechani. So Pasuk says in Yeshayo that Tzion says that Hashem has left us and He has forgotten us. So Gemara darshens out, Hainu Azuba, Hainu Shkucha, what is the difference between leaving you and forgetting you? There was a difference. Hashem did both of them. What do you need to tell me both of them for? Reish Lakish, Amar Knesset Yisrael Fnei Kosh Baruch Hu. Bnei Yisrael said to Hashem, Baruch Shal Olam, Hashem, Adam Nosei Isha Al Ishto Rishona. Let's say a person takes another wife. Zocher Maisa Rishona. He remembers, right, the Maisim of the first wife. He doesn't totally forget. Ata Azavtani Rishon Achtani. But you left me and you forgot about me. Amar Lakish Kosh Baruch Hu. Hashem said to Bnei Yisrael, "BT, my daughter, I haven't forgotten you. Yud Beis Mazal is Barasi Barakia. I created 12 constellations. Ral Kol Mazal Umazal Barasi Lo Shloshim Chayil. And for every constellation, I made 30 Chayil, I guess, armies. Ral Kol Chayil V'Chayil Barasi Lo Shloshim Legion. And for every army, has 30 legions. Ral Kol Legion V'Legion Barasi Lo Shloshim Riaton. And for every legion, I created 30." Whatever a step down from legion is, companion, battalion, brigade, I don't know. Whatever a step down is from that, I created 30 karton underneath each riaton. Let's say brigades inside each battalion. I don't know if the words are correct, but whatever. Valkol karton or karton barasilo shloshim gastria. I created 30 gastra. Rashi writes, Shemos shel, right, so legio and karton gastra, Rashi writes, are Shemos shel shirora. Just names of officers. So I created 30 officers under that. V'chol gistra o'gistra talisibo shalosh me'osh v'shishim v'chamisha alfei ribo kochavim. And for every gistra, for every officer that's called a gistra, I made, if you do the math, it's 3.65 billion stars. So that's a lot of stars. Keneged yimos hachama, like the days of the sun. The kula and all this, meaning like 3.65 billion times however many 30 times 30 times 30 times 30, however that was, it's a lot of stars. L'maisa. And the kula lo barati ala bishvilech. Hashem says to Am Yisrael, I created all of those things for you. And you think that I forgot you and I left you? Ridiculous. Hatishkach yisha ola. Does a woman forget her children? So Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, Klum Eshkach Olos Eilim Pitri Rechamim Shekrav Telefanim Bemidbar. Do you think I would forget any of the korbanos that you brought before me in the desert? So Amar Lefanav, so Bnei Yisrael said back to him, Ribono Shel Olam, Ho'il Ein Shecha Lefnei Kitzecha Vodecha. Since you don't forget anything, right, the Pasuk says you don't forget anything, Shema Lotishkach Li Maisa Egel, maybe you'll always remember the Maisa the Egel, you won't forget it. Amar La, so Hashem said to Bnei Yisrael, Gam Eile Tishkachna. No, don't worry, I'll selectively forget that episode. I wrote the father of the Rebbe Shel Olam, so Bnei Yisrael said back to Hashem, well, Ho'el v'yishchicha lefnei chizecha v'decha, if there is, if you can selectively, quote-unquote, forget things, right, that happen to benefit us, to tilt things in our favor, Shema tishkach li maisa Sinai, maybe you'll forget my Minar Sinai. So Amar Allah, so Hashem said, no, v'anochi lo yishkachich, I'm not going to forget that. V'ayinu dam Rabbi Elazar, Amar Be'oshia, my dichtiv, what does it mean when the Pasuk says, gam eila tishkachna, this is what I'm going to forget. Zeh Maisa Egel. That's the Egel. V'anochi lo eshkachech. And I'm not going to forget you. What is that referring to? That's Zeh Maisa Sinai. The Kosh Baruch Hu will always remember Maisa Har Sinai. Okay. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, Chasidim Arishonim Hayushoim Sha'achas. The original Chasidim used to wait 1 hour before davening, 1 hour after davening. So Gemara says, Minami Mili. Why would they do this? Amar Rishon Ben Levi. Amar Karl. The Pasuk says, Asher Yoshvei Beisachot. Praiseworthy are those people who sit. Rashi writes, "V'hadr yalalucha." Right, they sit in your house and then they praise you. So there's an Indian that a person should sit and contemplate before davening. Rabbi Yishuv and Levi, I'm a spalat tzarech l'shosh sha'achas achar tefilaso. And yet, a person who is davening has to wait an hour after the tefila as well. Shemar ach tzadikim yodu l'shmecha yeshu yisharim es panecha. Right, they will sit afterwards. After Yodu Lishmacha, after they praise your name, Yeshu they will sit. Tanya Mihachi, we also learn the Braisa, Hamispal Tzarek Sheisha Sha'achas Kodim Tfilaso, Sha'achas Achar Tfilaso. Right, when a person davens needs an hour before, an hour after. Kodim Tfilaso, Minayan, you know, beforehand, Shemar Ashra Yoshua Vesecha, right? It says Ashrei Yoshvei Beisacha, and then it says Od Yehalelucha Sela. So you have to be Yoshvei Beisacha before you could be Yehalelucha Sela. V'achar Tfilas Rominayin. How do you know you have to sit after? Tichtiv, as the pasuk says, Ach Tzadikim Yodu L'Shmecha Yeshu Yarin Yesharim Espanecha. Same pasuk that we quoted before that you have to daven afterwards. Tanur Rabbanan V'nan Din Areisa Chasidim Harishonim Hayu Shoim Sha'achas Mispalin Sha'achas V'chozrin V'shoim Sha'achas. Unbelievable schedule. The Chasidim Harishonim, they used to wait an hour or prep for tefillah an hour. They would daven for an hour, and then they would sit for an hour after davening. So the Gemara does some quick math. 3 times a day, 3 hours a day. After they spent 9 hours davening, right? Their Torah. How would they keep their Torah? Rashi writes, "Pesoch libam shein tamuda mishtachach." You need a certain amount of hours to remember your Torah. You have to sit and learn. So how would they remember any of their Torah, and how would they get their malacha done? So the Gemara says, "Ela mitok shechasidim him." Since they were such great tzaddikim, so him torasam mishtameres umalachtan misbareches. Since they were tremendous tzaddikim, their Torah was Hashem helped them remember, and their parnasa was taken care of. Their work was blessed. Okay. If we said the Mishnah that if a king asks how you are, you should not respond to them. That's only for a Jewish king. But for a Goyish king, posek, you should stop Yishmon Esrei. Rashi simply explains Shemal Yaragenu because to make sure he doesn't kill you. Meisvei, I'll ask you a question from Abraisa. Mispalavura anas ba kenegdo. Someone who's davening in the season anas. Right, ones, so a noun, an onas, is someone who's coming to do somebody harm, somebody who forces people to do things. Right, an ones is something that happened against your will, so an onas is someone who causes that to happen. So you see a strong man, someone is coming, a thief, or whatever it is, someone coming to get you. So ra, or ra karun b'knegdo, or he sees what's a karun. I think another similar what?
Ruffian.
Oh yeah, okay. A similar idea. Someone else, a ruffian coming to get you. So lo yehi mafsik ela mekatzer ve'ola. Rather, you shouldn't stop your tefillah. Rather, you should shorten your tefillah and then get up. So that doesn't jive with the thing we just said. We said if a goyish king is coming, you should stop and say shalom aleichem. Here it says you should hurry and finish and then get out of there. So Gemara says lo kasha hade efshel lekatzer hade lo efshel lekatzer. Right. That's the riff adds that. Right. Simply, if you're able to finish up, right, to quickly finish and then get out of there, so then you should do that. But if you can't, so then you should stop. Okay. Pretty straightforward. Tanya Rabbanan, we're going to write stuff. Maisa b'chosid echad shayim is pa'al b'derech, there was a chosid who was davening. Ba sar echad v'nosim lo shalom. And some sort of Goyish officer came and said, shalom aleichem. V'lo hichsir lo shalom. Shalom, and the chassid didn't say anything. He just kept on davening. Hintin lo ashisim tfiloso. Right, so the sar, the officer, waited until he finished. Achashisim tfiloso, after the chassid finished davening, Amar le reikoi. The guy said to him, you fool, you idiot, you empty one. Velo kosu besoras chayav. Doesn't it say in your Torah, raki shomer lecho, shmor nafshecha me'od? Right, make sure you keep watch over your soul. Right, you just endangered your life. Well, make sure you watch over your nefesh. Right? He wasn't such a talmud chacham because the first pasuk is talking about, right? What's the hemshech of that pasuk? Raki shamer lecha shmor nafshecha me'od pedishkan kazad devarim asharu einecha fen yasur levavchecha etc. I mean, he's talking about don't forget to be from. But okay, but l'maisa there's an Indian of shmartem is nafshecha. You should definitely keep yourself alive, right? And so the guy said to him, "You put yourself in danger." Why don't you say back to me, Shalom Aleichem? If I were to cut off your head with a sword, nobody would come and claim your blood from me. Meaning, I would be totally within my right to kill you on the spot. So the chassid said back to him, "Hamteimli, acha peischa b'dvarim." Can you wait 1 second before you kill me so I can appease you? So what did the chassid do to appease the tsar? Right? If you were standing in front of a human king, and so one of your friends came and said, "Hi, Shalom Aleichem. Hayita machzir lo? Would you say anything back to him?" So Amar Lei, so the officer said to him, "Lav, for sure not." V'mayisa machzir lo, and the chassid said back to him, "V'mayisa machzir lo mehayu osim lecha? What would the king do to you if you did stop your conversation with the king and then said hi to your friend?" Amar Lei, "Hayu chotchem es roshi v'sayif." They were right. Apparently, they were fond of cutting people's heads off. They would have cut my head off. So Amalai, the chassid said to him, "Halo dvar kal v'chomer." So how kal v'chomer? Ma atasha ha'isa omid lefne melech basar adam. If you're standing in front of a human king, shayon kanu mocha bakever, who today is here and tomorrow he's dead. So kachani ha'isi omid lefne melech malchayim lachim. Akarish baruch hu. If I'm standing in front of Hashem, shu chayim kayim la'ad lol me'alamim. If I'm standing in front of Hashem, who's always right, going to be here. Alakas kama v'kama, for sure I shouldn't stop talking to him and talk to you. So miyad nispayas oso asar, immediately that officer was appeased. V'niftar oto chosid l'veso l'sholom. And that chosid went on to his home. Okay, said the Mishnah, afilu nachash karachal akvo lo yafzik. Even if you have a snake twirling around your heel, you shouldn't stop davening. Amar Rav Sheshes, lo shonu el nachash. That's only for a snake. Aval akrab, but if you have a scorpion, then posek, then you have to stop, because apparently scorpions are much more willing or interested in biting or stinging than snakes are. Okay, I'm not a biologist. I have no idea if that's true. I will take the Gemara's word for it. Certainly, they would know better than I would. Mace, maybe ask them, I'm going to ask you a question from Brysa. Nafala govarayos, if a person, now this is talking about, well, you'll see in a second. If a person falls into a den of lions, so ein me'idin olav shemace, you cannot just say, you cannot just come and testify, this guy is a dead man. Right? Until, if you lost sight of him after he fell into the lion's den. So you can't come to Beis Din and say he's dead and let his wife remarry. Because it's not necessarily a given that the lions are going to eat him. Nafal chafira v'lein nechashim akrabim. But if you fell into a pit with snakes, and Rashi writes, vid is O here. Usually vav means and, but the vav here means or. If a guy fell into a pit filled with snakes or scorpions, so even a love shemesh, then you can already testify that he's a goner. Right? So apparently that proves that snakes as well as scorpions are prone to bite. So that goes against what we just said, that if a snake is around your ankle, you don't have to move, but if a scorpion is, you do. You see that here, snakes or scorpions, right? Apparently both of them are very perfectly willing to bite or sting. Skimar says, Shani Hasam da agav itzisa mazki. No, that case is different, because when you fall on top of something, so that pressure causes them to freak out a little bit and certainly bite whatever fell on them. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ra Shvarim, if you see Shvarim, if you see an ox or a bull coming towards you and you're wearing all red, no, I'm kidding. If you're in the way of an ox and he's coming towards you, post it, you should probably stop davening. Get out of the way. The Tanya Rav Hoshea, because Rav Hoshea said, "Marchikim mishotam chamishim ama." You have to stay away from an ox that's tam, that is not gored yet, 50 amos. Mishor muad kamale enof. But if a shore is muad, if he's gored three times, so then you have to stay out of his eyesight, because apparently this shore likes to get it on. Tana mishmei Rabbi Meir. We learned in Brisa the name of Rabbi Meir. Reish Torah. If you see a cow kind of looking in Rashi writes bidikula, means his mouth is in his basket that they hang around his neck so that he can eat. Basically, it's a phrase that means if you see a cow bearing down on you, so you should run up a tree and kick the ladder down, meaning so he doesn't climb up after you. Meaning basically get out of the way of the shore. Amar Shmuel, Hani Mili B'Shor, Shachor Uvimei Nisan. That's only with a black shore in times of Nisan. Why? Ibnesha Satan Merakebo Ben Karnav. Because the Satan, for whatever reason, during that time, is hanging out between the cow's horns. Where Rashi writes, Bidok Sha'avru Uvimei Astav, because the fall is finished. Shar Artsivesha, the land is all dry. Achshav Roso Malaya Desai, and now the cow is like freaking out because there's so much great grass everywhere. So he's going to basically nichnas bo yitzahara, Rashi writes. That's an interesting zach that a cow can have yitzahara, but basically he's on its face value, a cow is much more excited when there's more food for him to eat, so you got to get out of the way in the days of Nisan. All right. Tanur Rabbanan. Maisa v'makom ha'kavod shehaya arud. There was a place where there was an arud. An arud usually is a mule, but here it, Rashi writes, it's a min hanachosh v'atzav. Apparently it's some sort of snake turtle thing. So an animal that was dangerous. V'yamazik is abrios. And it was, I don't know if it was killing people, but it was certainly causing damage to people. It was hurting people, injuring people. Bovo, dear Lord Rabbi Chinin and Mendoza, they told Rabbi Chinin and Mendoza, Omar lo lahem, they said to them, Harulias choro, show me its den, its hole. Tell me where it lives. Harulias choro, they showed him, Venosan akvo apia chor, he put his heel at the mouth of the hole, Yatsa benashcho umes, and the oro jumped out, bit him on the heel, and died. Rashi writes pretty fascinating that apparently when this arod, he quotes the Bahar, he writes that when the arod bites somebody, so it's a race. Whoever gets to water first survives. Pretty weird, cool thing. If the arod gets to water first, so the man dies. If the man gets to water first, the arod dies, and it was an ace. And when Rabbi Chanina got bit, there was a mayan that opened up right underneath him, so he stuck his foot in water, and the arod died. All right. So what happened? Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, not long, ktefo, he took this arod and threw it over his shoulder. Apparently it wasn't too heavy. He brought it to the shul, to the Beis Medrash. Amalahem, he said to them, Ru bonai, come see my children. In arud memis, ela hachet memis. It's not a snake or an arod that kills. It's not an animal that kills. Only sin, only chet is what kills. And apparently Rabbi Chanina Mendoza was very confident in his own righteousness. Bosa Shah Amru, at that moment they said, Oy lo la'odam shepagabo arod, oy vei, for a person who meets this terrible, scary animal, but oy lo la'arod shepagar Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, but oy vei to this animal who meets Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, who would take care of it. Okay, Vaitan. Mishnah says, back to Hilchos Brachos. Maskir and Gurus Kisham Tchiz Hamesim, we mentioned Mashi Baruach in the Bracha Tchiz Hamesim, Mishailu Bubekas Hashamim, and we say the same Bracha of St. Talamatar in Borei Chalim. Avdala b'chonin adas, and we say Avdala in chonin adas. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says no. Omer bracha revius b'fnei atzma. We make it Avdala in its own bracha by itself. Rabbi Eliezer Omer b'hodah. Rabbi Eliezer says the third sheet that we say Avdala in modin. So the Gemara says, Mazkirin gevuros kisham maitaima. Why do we even bother mentioning Mashiv aruch? Right, it's not a bakasha, just a mention. It's just a shvach, just a praise of God. So Amar Rav Yosef, Mitoksha Shkula Ketchias HaMesem, because its rain is just as equal and valuable as Tchias HaMesem. Thought Rashi, right? There's no Rashi here. Somebody writes, maybe Rav Ben Yonah, because it's the Gemara. Well, you'll see it in a second. Leficha Kavum Tchias HaMesem. Therefore, we put it in the Bracha of Tchias HaMesem, V'she'ilah B'berkas HaShanim Ma'itayimah. And why do we say Saint Almachta Vracha in Berkas Hashanim? Amar Rav Yosef Mitokshi Parnasa, Leficha Kavua in Berkas Parnasa. Because therefore we said that again, Saint Almachta is a reference to Parnasa right back in the day when you had fields and you had rain and stuff like that. So that was the Parnasa. No, I guess the Gemara doesn't really say it. Anyway, I thought I saw somewhere maybe Rav Yonah that the reason that rain is shokol to chiyas hamesim is because it helps person with parnasa, and like as the Gemara just mentions that, and since we know that a person who is poor is nechshav kemes, so when a person gets out of that poor state, it's almost like chiyas hamesim. I thought I saw that somewhere, but okay, I don't see it in Rashi right here. Anyway, okay, Vaitu. So basically, we say mashi baruch chiyas hamesim because those two are equal. We say same talamata the bracha because that's parnasa, that's rain is sustenance, if you have a field, you need rain, etc., etc. Leficha kavu perkas parnas. Okay, havdala b'chonin adas, my time. Why do we say havdala b'chonin adas? I'm Rav Yosef, mitok shehi chachma kavu perkas chachma. Because the ability to see between kodesh and chol, the ability to distinguish between something that is good for you and something that is bad for you, so that is chachma. That's a tremendous chachma. So therefore, we put it in the bracha of chachma. Rabbanan, mitok shehi chol. Simply, It's the Rabbanan say because it's Chol, right? Kodesh and Chol. What's the first bracha of Chol that we say? Atachonim. So therefore we put it there. That first bracha, weekday bracha, we put it there. The Fichach Kavu of Birkas Chol. And Rabbi Ami says, Gedola Deya Shenasna Betchila Bracha Shel Chol. Betchila Bracha. How great is Deya that it was given at the beginning? That's the first thing we ask for in our weekday Shmona Esrei. Remember Miami, Gedola Deya Shenasta Beishtei Osios. Deya, Das, understanding again, having the Chachma to distinguish between different things. So that's so great because it's given. It's mentioned between two names. Shenamar, as Pesach says, Ki Keal Deos Hashem. Right, it's between two names of God. Also, I have no idea what this means, but at face value, it says anybody who doesn't have this dea, this das, you're not allowed to have mercy on him. I assume it doesn't mean physical brain capacity. I imagine it means someone who does not have this dea, this understanding, that doesn't use the understanding that he is given. So that person is not allowed to have. You know, you shouldn't be merciful on this person because I assume because they're wasting. You know, the chokhmah, the dea that Hashem gave them. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, "Ki lo am binosu, alkein lo yirachamenu osayu." Okay, if it's not a nation that understands, so then we'll not have mercy on them. I assume because it's by choice, right? That a person chooses not to, you know, use his das and dea for good things. Am Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, "Gadol mikdash shenasim beishtei osayu." So too, the Beis Hamikdash was given between two names. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, "Pulas Hashem mikdash Hashem." Right, again, the same idea is between two names of Hashem. Rabbi Elazar called Adam Sheish Bodas Ki Ilu Nim the Beis Hamikdash. Anybody who has a Deya inside of him, he cultivates the Das and the understanding, and he learns and tries to figure out between good and evil. So it's as if he built the Beis Hamikdash B'yamav during his days, because Deya Nasna Bein Shtei Osios, and Mikdash Nasan Bein Shtei Osios. Right, this whole thing that you see those two ideas are mentioned between the two names of God. Maskif la Rav Acha Karchina. Rav Acha, the bald one, I assume that's what it means, Karchina, right? Rav Acha, the bald one, asked the following question. Elameata Gedola Nekama Shenasta Beishnei Osios. You have another pasuk that says Nekama, and that's also between two names of God, Shenamer Kiam Nekamos Hashem. So they say, well, what's great about Nekama? So I'm like, in, you're right, Nekama can be good. But Milsa Miha Gedoli, right? Nekama B'Milsa. Rashi writes, "But Makom Shetzricha Nekama Davar Galuhu." Right, you're allowed to take revenge. Right, for example, Nekom Nikmas Hashem Esa Midyanim. After the Midyanim caused the Jews to sin, went Bilam and the whole story over there, and they're safer by Midbar. So Hashem said, "Take out revenge on the Midianites." So that was obviously a tremendous mitzvah. Kadosh Baruch Hu told them to do it. Vayinu Damar Ula. That's what Ula says. Shtei Nekamos Halalu Lama Achas Latov Achas Lara. Right, there are two types of nekama. One is good and one is bad. The tova, the chtiv, ofir me'ar paran. For the good nekama is on the goyim that Hashem says. Rashi writes, "Gila b'hivker shalom kiblos the Torah." When the goyim did not accept the Torah, so Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, kind of took a little bit of revenge on him, on the goyim. They have different laws, right? We're allowed to take. Is that a money thing? All right, I'm not sure exactly. Anyway, Kadosh Baruch Hu would take revenge on the nations, that's a positive. For the Ra, but obviously revenge on the Jews is worse. Dechtiv, Kel Nekamos Hashem, Kel Nekamos Ophia. Right, we obviously don't want that situation. Yeah, Rashi writes, right, that the positive Niparan is a reference to Ophia, the Hifker Mamonim Yisrael. Right, because in certain halachic scenarios, right, so a Jew does not have to pay a goy. For example, if a shor Yisrael shenagach shor shel akum, so the Jew is potter. So Hashem, you know, kind of took his quote unquote revenge on the goyim by making the monetary halachos more favorable to Jews. You're allowed to charge a goy interest, etc. So all right, anyway, fine. We see that there are two types of things. That's a shmua that I like to give a lot. That things, almost everything in this world, are neither good nor bad. It just depends on the circumstance that you use them. Right, obviously murder is a terrible thing, but if you kill someone who's trying to kill someone else, or you know, you kill a Russia, that you know, Amalek, etc., etc., so that would not be a negative thing, that would be a positive thing. But okay, that's a longer shmooze, it's not for now. Alright, so the Mishnah said, Rabbi Kiva Omer Brichos Revius, you say Havdalah in the fourth bracha, in and of itself, meaning you say its own bracha. Amalei Rav Shimon Bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan. Mechti, let's see. Why is there a machlokes when you say Havdalah? I shekinez hagadola tignu lam Yisrael brachos and tefillos kedushos v'avdalos. How is tefillah set up? But the actual Knesset Sagadol, they set everything up. Nechzi Heichan Tikkun. Why don't we just go back and see what the Takana was? You know, we have all of these Gemaras that talk about the order of Shmon Esrei. You guys don't have anything that says where Havdalah was? So I'm like, you're right. But Chiyah Kavua B'Tfilah. Originally, the Havdalah was set up in Tfilah. Hey, Shiru, but then, you know, Bnei Israel had some good economic times. And Kavua Lakos, and he decided, no, we can make Havdalah on wine. It's much more of a Chabad, much more of a Chubad. Rashi writes, Az Nishchakach Takanas Ezra. And then they forgot when they put it into Tfilah. Because what happened afterwards? Heanu, back in the Gemara, when they became poorer, so the Chazru B'Kavua B'Tfilah, they went back to saying Havdalah and Davening. And then they forgot exactly where to say it. And that's the whole discussion. Behem Amru, and they said, Amabdu B'Tfilah Tzarek She'avdi L'Alakos. And they said, anybody who makes Havdalah and Davening has to make Havdalah in Alakos afterwards. But, meaning, not that that's required, but anybody who you should. I mean, you should make Havdalah afterwards, Alakos. Itmar Nami is also said, Amar Mechir Bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, Anshe Knesset Sagadola, Tikmi Lam Yisrael, Barachos and Tfilos, Kedushos and Havdalos, Batchila Kavua Batfilo, Heshiru, Kavua Alakos, Chazru Behenu. So what happened? Kavua Batfilo, Behem Amru, Mavdu Batfilo, Tzarech Sheyavdu Alakos, same exact thing, in the name of Rabbi Chir Bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan. Itmar Nami, who's also said in the name of Rabba, Rabbi Yosef, Amar Tevayu, both of them said, Hamavdil, but Tfilah Tzarek Sheyavdil Al Hakos. Right? If you say, as we know, right? If you say Havdalah and Shmon Esrei and Motzei Shabbos, you still need to say Havdalah Nas. Amar Rava Umosvinan Ashmaitin, and they support themselves on a Shmaitin, on a halacha. Tavlo Hizkir Gvus Gishamim Tchias Hamesim. Right? If you make a mistake and you don't mention what's it called? Umasvinan, sorry, is a mason. It's a question from the Brisa. Tavlo hiskir gvuros kesham tchias hamason. If you forget mashivaruach, usheilo bebrikas hashanim, or you forget the same talmud matar with the bracha, so machzir noso, you have to go back. Avdala b'chanan adas ain machzir noso, b'pnei sheyachol omer alakos. Right, and Avdala, you don't have to go back. Why? Because you can say it on a cup of wine. That doesn't jive with what we just said, right? Hamavdil batfila tzarich sheyavdil alakos. Right? Is it you can say Havdalah alakos or you need to say Havdalah alakos? So Gemara says, lo tamu mipnei. Don't say because you're going to say Havdalah, you can say, lo tamu mipnei sheyachol omer alakos. Don't say that it's because you can say it alakos. Ella rather say that the Ema, you should say that the right text of the second Brisa is Mipnei She'omer Alakos, because you say it on a cup of wine, and that jives with the Brisa, and that you do have to say Havdalah after you're done with Meir's. Ismar Nami, it was also said, Am Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes, Shal Rabbi Yossi es Rabbi Yochanan ben Sidon, Rabbi Yossi as Rabbi Yochanan ben Sidon, Ve'amri La Rabbi Shimon ben Yaakov ben Sidon as Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so depending on who the Tanaim were, or Amoraim, they asked the following question. Ve'ana Shamis, and I heard it. Hamavdu b'tfilah tzarech she'avdil alakos. Oh, lo! Someone who davids ma'ariv, do you have to say Havdalah or not? Amar lai tzarech she'avdil alakos. You need to say Havdalah afterwards on wine. The boy who asked the question, Hamavdil alakos ma'ariv she'avdil b'tfilah. Let's say you do the opposite. You said Havdalah first on wine, do you have to say Havdalah and atachonein when you david ma'ariv? Amar Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak, kavachomer. Certainly, b'tfilah. Certainly you have to say it. If davening was the ikar takana of Havdalah, but Amri, but they said Havdalah, but tefillah tzarech she'avdil alakos. But yeah, if you daven and you say Havdalah, you have to say Havdalah on wine afterwards. So Havdalah alakos, the lav ikar takana, he lo kol shekein. Certainly, if you do Havdalah in the way that was not the original takana, i.e. alakos, then certainly you should go back and do it as they originally intended during Ma'ariv. Tani Rav Acha Arecha. Rav Acha, the tall one, taught the following. Kamei Rav Chanina? Yeah, not Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina. Okay. So Rav Acha, the tall one, taught the following. Hamavdu b'tfila meshubach yoser remi she'avdil alakos. It's better to say Havdalah in tefillah than to say Havdalah on wine. Vim hivdil b'zu b'zu, and if you do both of them, yanuchu lul brachos al rosho. He gets a lot of brachos. Brachosha. He'll have many brachos on his head. Gemara says, wait a second, Hagufa Kasha, That's a problem. That's inherently contradictory. It's a stira mina yobay. Amris, what did you say? Hamavdil b'tfila meshuvach yosar v'nishan avdil alakos. It's better to say Abdullah in davening than is to say it on wine. Alma t'fila l'chuda sagi. Apparently, you can. It's enough to say Havdalah in tefila. The other Tani, then you told me that in the Yifdil Bazu Bazu, Yonuchlo Brachos on Rosho, that if you do both, so you get a lot of brachos. Wait a second. Chayvet the Nafik Leim Echada, once you said Havdalah once, Eftar, you're potter from your Chayv of Havdalah, to have your brachos in a tzvicha. And the bracha, you say in all the brachos you say in Havdalah, that's a brachos in a tzvicha. And either Rav or Reish Lakish, or both Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan say, Kol Mavarech Bracha Shein Atzricha over Mishon Lo Sisa. Anybody who violates, who says a Bracha Shein Atzricha, Bracha Levatala, that's one of the Ten Commandments, Lo Sisa Shem Hashav. It's actually Machlokas Rishonim, whether it's that's literal, whether you actually violate Lo Sisa when you say a Bracha. Because again, a bracha, when you say a bracha, even though it's not necessary, it's still a positive thing. Right? Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokim Elokolam, Borim B'nei Mizonos, like, that's still a very positive thing. Is Lo Sisa Hashem Hashav using Hashem's name in vain completely? Right? Meaning saying something bad about Hashem, right? With cursing with Hashem's name or Rachman Al-Tzal or something like that? Or swearing falsely or whatever? Or is it also including a bracha Levatala, even though that the words you're saying are technically positive, and that's the Machlokas Rishonim. But anyway, the Gemara certainly seems to imply that if you say Brach Levatala, you violate Lo Sisa Midaraisa. Ela Ema Hachi, rather say this, Im Hivdil Bazu, Lo Hivdil Bazu, Yanuchu Lo Brachos Al Rosha. Really, no. If you did one of them, so then you will get the Brachos. By me, Rav Chista, Rav Sheshes. Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes says, Tal Bazu, Bazu, Ma'u. Let's say you made a mistake in both of them. Let's say you mistaken both of both Havdalah, meaning you missed Shmoneh Esrei, and I think the Rush or somebody writes that you ate before Havdalah. So Amar Lei Tal Bazu Bazu Chos of the Rosh. Right, Rashi writes Latzfilu Vilakos. Okay, maybe it's not true. Maybe you didn't eat. Maybe you just made a mistake in the Lashon, the language. But anyway, if you made a mistake in both davening and Havdalah. Or Havdalah Alakos, if you start saying, I don't know, you start saying Kiddush instead of Havdalah, so you have to go back to the beginning. So Amr Beis, Amr Leila Ravina the Rava, Hilda Samai, what's the Halacha? Right, if someone who davens, who says Havdalah during davening, do you need to make Havdalah Alakos or not? Because again, we just had two conflicting opinions. We said for a long time that someone who davens needs to make Havdalah Alakos, but then we said at the end that to interpret that Brisa, it's better for you not to say the Bracha Levatalah. So what do? What's the Halacha? So Amar Lei, ki Kiddush, just like Kiddush. Ma Kiddush, hafagav de Mekadosh, but slusa Mekadosh akasa. Just like by Kiddush we daven and we say Kiddush, but you go back and you say Kiddush halakos. Af Havdalah, so too Havdalah. Nami hafagav de Mavdil, but slusa Mavdil akasa. Even though you said Havdalah in davening, we go back and say Havdalah halakos. Rabbi Elazar over by Hodar, Rabbi Elazar says you'd say Havdalah in modim. Rabbi Zera, hava rachiv chamra. Rabbi Zera was riding on a donkey. Havakashakel v'azar Rabbi Chiya bar Avin Basrei. Rabbi Chiya bar Avin was walking next to him, or after him, behind him. Amalei vada damrisu mishmei Rabbi Yochanan halacha Rabbi Elaz. Vada damrisu mishmei Rabbi Yochanan. First, tell me something in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha Rabbi Elaz Rabbi Yantif shechali asachar Shabbos is the halacha like Rabbi Eliezer by Yantif that falls out after Shabbos. Meaning, what happens? Matzah Shabbos. You need to say Havdalah. Yeah? But there's no Atachonin, Motzei Shabbos, that when Yontif falls out on Sunday, yeah? There's no Atachonin because you go straight to Yontif. You go into Yontif davening. So where do you put the Havdalah? So you can't put in Atachonin because, you know, obviously there is none. So what do? Is the halacha like Rabbi Eliezer? Do you say Havdalah in Modim? So Amar Lei, in? Yes. That's the halacha. So the Gemara says, halacha we call it the pligi. What do you mean? Do people argue with him? Right, you're implying that the halacha is like him. That implies that people argue with him. The Gemara says, "Lo pligi." Do they not argue with him? For pligi, you're not one on. The rabbis argue with him in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, "No." What I meant to say was, "Emar de pligi rabbanon b'sharim osa shana." The rabbanon argue with Rabbi Eliezer, where to say Avdallah on a regular Shabbos. Right? Rabbi Elazar says in Motim, and the Rabbanan say in Atachonim. And Rabbi Kiva says it's its own bracha, but we don't do that. B'yotav shechal yosak of Shabbos mipligi, do they argue with Rabbi Eliezer on a case where there is no Atachonim? So the Gemara says, well, v'apolei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva argues with him. Well, maybe you should say your own bracha on Yotav that falls out after Shabbos. Atu kol shanakol. So the Gemara says, wait, what do you mean, Rabbi Akiva? Atu kol shanakula, miyav dinik Rabbi Akiva. We don't do like Rabbi Akiva the rest of the year. Hashna neku v'nevet kavasei, but on this random Shabbos, on this Shabbos that Yotav falls after him, right, we never hold like Rabbi Akiva. Now all of a sudden we're going to hold like Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara explains, it's kol hashana kula, my time alo, din and Rabbi Akiva. Why don't we say Havdalah in its own bracha all year round? The Tivni sari tikkun, tish sari lo tikkun, because it's 18 Shmon Esrei. The Shmon Esrei is filled with 18 brachos and not 19. But the ironic thing is that it's actually 19, and they added Vila Lashinim afterwards. But okay, that was like, you know, that was the kind of everybody agreed on to add that. But Lamaisa, right, it's 18 and not 19, or 19 and not 20. But Lamaisa, we don't make another bracha for Avdallah. So Hanami, Shiv Tikkun, right, so too here on Yantif, there are seven brachas in Shmon Esrei on Yantif for Shabbos. I guess Yantif, because it's already Matzah Shabbos. Tidni, Lo Tikkun, but they were not attacking eight. It's the same reason why we're not going to hold like Rabbi Akiva here. So Amarlei said to him, Lav Halacha Itmar, Ela Matin Itmar. There was no halacha that was said. Rather, it's kind of like a minug, like a way to lean. The Itzmar, because it was said, Rabbi Bar Dimi, Amar Meshim Rabbeinu, Halacha Ve'emile Matin. It's the halacha, and Matin, how do you translate Matin? I don't know. What do you have in the Arab scroll over there, Dana?
The last place.
Oh, no, on the English side. What's Halacha Ve'emile Matin? It's like
Matin is
doesn't really translate it.
No.
Okay. All right. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Modim. So anyway, what's Halacha? So Rabbi Yochanan says you say Avdallah in Modim. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amar Nirin. Nirin. What is Nirin? Hold on. Ah, sorry. Not that you say it in Modim. My bad. Okay. Basically, right. Rabbi Yochanan says Modim that the Chachamim admit to Rabbi Eliezer but Yontif Shechal Yosva Achar Shabbos that you say Avdallah in Modim. That's ironic, but Modim literally means that they agree. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amar Nirin, meaning it's just a different halacha. Meaning Nirin halacha or Modim halacha, whichever word it is, both of those words mean that they agree. But they're quoting the Rebbeim specifically, and that's what the Gemara says afterwards. Amar Rabbi Zeira Nakud Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Biyadacha the Daik V'Gamar Shmaitim Be'Pumi Demara Shapir. He was very careful to say over the exact language of his Rebbe. So if his Rebbe said Nirin Dvarim or Modim Ledvarim, right, he would quote it exactly. So therefore Nirin and Matim also, the same idea, that they basically quoted these same words that mean basically the same thing. They're just quoting the Rebbe Shtark. And that's Kirachva the Pumpedisa, just like Rachava the Pumpedisa, the Amar Rachva, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rachva would say in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Harabayis Stav Kafal Haya. Basically, that's over there. That's in Pesachim. I think it's a Mishnah over there that says basically it describes the setup in the Har HaBayis about the. I think it's about the seating arenas, the seating areas where people would sit and stand or whatever it is. Right, Rashi, it's still was lefnim, right? It was like a half circle so people could sit and stand and watch or whatever. So the word that he used was. Stav kaful, and it was a stav instead of a stav. Right? Rashi explains over there. So Amar Rav Yosef, Ana lo ha yadana v'lo ha yadana, ela midrav shmuel yadana. Right? Rav Yosef says, I have no idea what the halacha, I don't know where you guys get that from, But what I know is that what we do on Motzei Shabbos that falls after Motzei Yontif that falls on that Yontif that falls out on Motzei Shabbos, I know what Rav and Shmuel were metakin to takinu lan marganisa b'bavel. They were metakin this language to say in davening, and this is basically what we say when a Yontif falls out on Motzei Shabbos. The Gemara says, "Vatadu'inu Hashem Elokeinu es mishpatei tzidkecha v'tzalandeinu l'sos b'keretz anecha v'tzashkeleinu zmanei soson v'chagei nedova v'tarishinu k'dusha Shabbos u'chavod moed v'chagigas haregel v'k'dusha Shabbos v'k'dusha Yomta v'hidalta v'yom ha'shvi v'sheshes yimei ha'masa k'idashta v'hidalta v'k'idashta esamcha Yisrael v'k'dusha Zekha v'titein lanu, etc. Basically that whole paragraph of Vatadu'inu, which we, that we're familiar with. So that's what we say on Motzei Shabbos that has Yontif fall out on it. Okay, we'll stop by the Mishnah over here. And Shkoich Godel, and we'll go by to tomorrow with Hashem.
Didn't we print it?
Doesn't write. Because no. It's